and said to you, just like he said to Solomon, what would you like? If I could give you anything, what would that be? What would you want? Now, a lot of times we may think, oh, I'd love to win the lottery, Lord. That would be awesome. Or I'd like to make $1 million, Lord. That would be awesome. Or maybe, you know, I want fame and I want fortune and I want power. I want status. Maybe I want to own my own company. You know, we tend to think in things like that. And when we think like that, we're focusing on myself. Me, myself, and I. And when we do that, we're a lot like maybe St. James and St. John. Yesterday was the feast day of St. James. James was one of the first apostles to be martyred. And it's James and John who went up to Jesus and said, Lord, we'd like you to do us a favor. And that favor, Jesus says, what is it? What can I do for you? And they say, we want to be, when you come into your kingdom, one sitting at your right and one sitting on your left. And Jesus says to them, you don't know what you're asking. Can you drink from the chalice that I will drink from? And then they're excited and, of course we can. And he says, can you be baptized with the same baptism that I will be baptized with? Oh, yeah, absolutely, we can do it. You know, they're all zealous, they're all, you know, probably very naive at this point. And what they're asking, Jesus says, well, mine is not to give who sits at my left or at my right, but that is up to the Father who makes that choice. And we see that what they're asking is very selfish. It's very much about themselves and their status, if you will, as apostles amongst the others. And the other ones get all jealous and upset about it. And then, as time goes on, we see a change in them, don't we? Again, James is one of the first to lose his life of the apostles for the church, for the kingdom. John, we see in the Acts, he kind of takes a step back and lets Peter be the one who instructs and leads. It stopped being about them and became more about God, about Jesus, and about the church. So Solomon, when he speaks, and God is like overjoyed at what Solomon asked for, because he didn't ask for himself, did he? He asked for wisdom so that he can lead God's people with a pure heart, a good heart, a true heart. A true heart. And in the gospel today, we hear about, you know, a man who finds a treasure and he'll sell everything he has for that treasure. And we hear about the merchant who finds that fine pearl and will do anything to save that pearl. And when we think about what are we asking for and what is our treasure? Is that treasure heaven? Is that treasure encountering and knowing the Lord and being filled with the grace, the love of God in our hearts? That's the treasure. That is the true treasure. That's the treasure that we all should be seeking and looking and willing to sell everything that we have for heaven, for God Himself, to encounter God with such great love. You know, we have the grace, we have that treasure here. We receive the Lord in the gift of the Eucharist. God opens the Word to us in the breaking open of the Word by listening to the Scriptures. You know, God is present to us. That's the true treasure. This church that He founded, the Catholic Church, is the treasure that we should be willing to give ourselves, as St. James did. We should be willing to follow as St. John did. We should be willing to give our lives for God's greater glory, because that's the fine pearl. That's the treasure. And there lies truth. Truth. Truth is Jesus Christ. Truth is knowing the Gospels, knowing the life and the teachings of Jesus, listening to the parables and understanding them and making them truly a part of who we are. Because if we can do that, then Jesus is part of us. He's within us. And we go about living that truth with great courage, great strength, great faith, great love. When we ask for things like money, fame, fortune, power, control, those are all selfish. Those are all self-centered. But when we ask for wisdom, when we ask for faith, when we ask for peace and truth and love, it's not about us. It's about sharing, giving, and truly being a true disciple of Jesus. So where is your treasure? What is it you would ask for? Is it for peace? Lord, give me peace, so may I may be a peaceful person. Lord, give me the truth, so that I may live the truth and be an example of truth. Lord, give me courage to live my faith. Give me faith that I may truly believe and bring others to believe. Lord, teach me and give me love, so that I may love like you love. If we can do that, then we found the pearl. We found the treasure that will lead us to the eternal kingdom, where our treasure waits for us with open arms to welcome us home.